everybody, and welcome to the Autism Stress List podcast. I hope you're having a good start to your week. This is season 5, so like I said last week, I'm going to try to talk about different topics. I wanted to talk about some homeschooling things, but I'm not going to get to that today because I felt that it was just important for me to talk a little bit about mental health symptoms. And so when I say mental health symptoms, I'm talking about you parents who have children with severe autism, or you have extra effort kids with severe behavioral issues, but not only living life with them, you know, doing things with them, for them, but also you and your mental health issues and your problems. So just to give you a little bit about what I struggle with, I struggle with depression, anxiety, and most recently, post-traumatic stress disorder, so PTSD. That does not mean that I am those things, and that does not mean if you're struggling with depression, anxiety, and PTSD, that that's who you are as a person. I've come a long way these last few months. I've been reading different material, really just taking time in solitude and meditating more and praying more, and I have, you know, realized that I am a woman, yes, who has experienced these traumatic events in my past, right? Just like a lot of you, you know, I've experienced having a child with severe autism and epilepsy, you know, where he's had seizures, and I'm always on edge, not knowing when the next seizure is going to come, or, you know, if something's going to happen, or, you know, so yes, I've experienced a lot of traumatic things in the past, even before Jaden. I experience traumatic events. And sometimes my body and my brain will forget that these events are not happening. So that's how PTSD is. It's basically, I relive the moments. You know, sometimes I sit or I lie in them too, you know? And it's not my fault. It's just that my brain was affected by lots of unfortunate things, just like a lot of you guys. So, you know, I sit and I think about it, and there's no quick fix for any of these things. You know, whether you're trying to seek out therapy, you know, and I always tell you guys it's important to seek out a pastor or a counselor or a therapist or whoever it is, because it's important for us to just get rid of all of that that's inside of us, right? We got to dump all of these things and, you know, seek wisdom. But there's no quick fix, you know, no quick medication for any of these things. You can try. And believe me, I've tried. There is no quick fix. And, you know, having PTSD, it's a real thing. It is something that I've struggled with these last, I would say, 3 years pretty intensely. And like I said, these last few months, I've been kind of retraining my brain, and I still have a lot of symptoms of PTSD, but because Jaden, you know, is physically right now with Grandma and Papa, you know, I don't see him as often as we would when he lived at home. Oh, there's Alexa. You gotta love my real podcast, right? She's just telling me that I need to have lunch, which I will have after I'm done talking to you guys. So, going back to that, I was talking about PTSD. So yes, it is a physical chemical change in the amygdala and hippocampus that can't be magically healed overnight. And I'm not going to get into the medical side of that. Basically, the brain needs retraining. So I was telling you guys that these last few months, my brain has been in retraining, right? I have been doing things differently to where my brain is being taught that it doesn't need to activate that fight or flight response every day anymore. And, you know, it's being taught how to differentiate past memories with the present day reality that's taking place now. It's taking me a lot of practice, you guys, a lot of patience, which I don't really have a lot of patience. Kevin is the one with patience, repetition, and good things, and big amounts of love, big amounts of love. I'm telling you, it's been a whirlwind. You know, it's been a whirlwind. There's been times where I've had moments of guilt, self-blame and shame. And I've had moments where someone will be talking to me and then I drift off staring into space. I've had moments where I startle easily, like I'm in the kitchen and then all of a sudden nothing really happens, but I turn and I see somebody that wasn't there and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, or like there's a sound outside and I startle easily. You know, this is PTSD. This is what it does to you. Your startle response is off. You're disassociated. I've had moments staying in bed, not wanting to leave, right? Because I just don't have that energy to face another day. But then I realize this is not me. This is not who God has made me to be. This is faulty brain issues, and I need to fight through this. And so I'm here to tell you to fight through it, right? To fight through those things, to try to have the energy to face another day. Get up, get out of bed, whether it's you get up for a couple minutes, brush your teeth, wash your face, and if you have to get back into bed, but at least you're doing something, right? You're going to have those moments of all these things, but you have to push yourself, right? I mean, I've come to a deeper understanding of who I am without all of the issues, and I'm learning how to be more in touch with the present, even though it's super hard because I keep reliving the past in my mind. You know, I've raised all my boys and tried to be present with them, right? So like raising Julian and Jaden and Sebastian, and you know, it takes a village. So I've always had the grandparents there to help. But in raising them, I've tried to be present with life and with them. But I have experienced massive amounts of confusion, confusion, fear, and also isolation when parenting Jaden. Like, I remember when we lived in Fairview, there was a period where I was just like, you know, he just started going through puberty. And I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, what am I going to do? Like, I felt at that point like the only time I had was when I was at work. And then when we were at home, it was just always difficult because Jaden, his behavioral issues were becoming exacerbated at that time when we lived in Fairview. It wasn't like as bad as it was here where we're living at now, but it's not his fault, right? It's just the dark sides of severe autism that do that. But my faith in God and having a huge support system, you know, being connected to our local church and having really good friends and a life group at church, you know, it's pushed me past all of the negative things. Now, for those of you who know Francis of Assisi, I don't have to explain to you who he is, but Francis of Assisi stated, all the darkness in the world can't extinguish the light from a single candle, right? So all the darkness in the world can't extinguish the light from a single candle. And it's true, right? It's just, you think about it, and we go through all of these things, you know, our kids do too, right? They suffer. Their disabilities are real, you know? This autism, you know, Jaden having severe autism and epilepsy has been both a blessing and a suffering, and if I speak more about it, I will cry. You know, because I know that Jaden, he hates loud noises, you know, and I know that he also loves music, right? So I think about always the negative and the positive, you know, like he's been through so many different things, but yet he's overcome so many different things. You know, there's always these things, but going back to PTSD, some facts that you should know. Not everybody who experiences trauma will have the PTSD, right? Not everybody will go through that. Not only war veterans struggle with PTSD, and it can develop from both of like a whole bunch of experiences as well as just from one experience. And PTSD is an illness, right? So when I heard from the doctor, you know, oh, you have depression, anxiety, PTSD, all this stuff, you think like, OMG, I'm gonna need to be hospitalized, right? But even with everything in our family that was extreme and all these things that were all consuming, even though I felt empty and hollow when I was in the thick of going through things with Jaden and with our family, I hoped for him to be safe, and I hoped my heart would soften, and I hoped the confusion would go away, and I believed that he would have the help that he needed and that I would have that help too. And I remember that God would provide the stability. I remember that because I had people in my corner telling me, Madi, you are good. You are stable. You will be okay. Jaden will be okay. And I'm here to tell you that if you're struggling through anything that's difficult with your child, if you're suffering from, you know, your child having screaming fits, or you're sad because you're in isolation all the time, that, you know, you will get through this. God will provide balance and stability for you and your child. And I hope that that helps you in some way, shape, or form today. Okay, now I'm hopping on to give you a couple of books that have been super helpful for me these past few months. So one of them is by Tony Evans called Kingdom Prayer. Super amazing, amazing book on how to be prayerful. Then I also have started this journey with the author Donna Parto. The book is called Becoming the Woman God Wants Me to Be, A 90-Day Guide to Living the Proverbs 31 Life. That's for you ladies. And then for you parents, there's Views from the Spectrum, A Window into Life and Faith with Your Neurodivergent Child by Ron Sandison, who is a man with autism. Very good book. So I hope that you guys will write those things down. Those are good resources to have on hand to study those books. And yeah, that's all I got for you. All right. All right, so the stress less skill and scripture. So for those of you who know, I was talking earlier that I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, but I was explaining my startle response was off, having nightmares frequently, recurring thoughts of trauma. And the stress less skill that has helped me the most is to seek out a great psychotherapist. Now, psychotherapists are trained a little differently from your regular therapist, counselors, and definitely, you know, from counselors and pastors and things like that. I say be prayerful. Ask the Lord to send you a psychotherapist that believes in God, right? And ask when you're seeking out a psychotherapist, you know, I need a Christian psychotherapist, you know? I feel like the psychotherapist that I have seen for these last few months, she has helped me tremendously. Not only with training my mind to do the right things, but also in my walk with God. And that's so important, you know, to have a person in your corner, a professional in your corner, who believes in God. And then everything else just falls into place, you know? If you find a really good psychotherapist, a Christian one preferably, I'm saying that because, you know, we need somebody to help hold us accountable and to teach us ways to train our brains in the right way, but they will help you move from one stage to the next. And then they'll give you the right ways to cope with the stress, with the burnout, you know, but also help you to stick with God and run to those solutions and not run away from those things that could be most important. So I'm here just to tell you to run to the Father, let him hold you, let him love you, let him lead you. The scripture I have is in Psalm 55, verse 22. Our Lord, we belong to you. We tell you what worries us, and you won't let us fall. I love that. And if you guys want to go deeper, I want to say it's Cody Carnes. He has the song called Run to the Father. Check it out on YouTube. It's amazing. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend and week, and I'll talk to you next week.